Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
My sisters and brothers, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God
and to you, my brothers and
sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, what I have done, and what I have failed to do. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. When King David was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from his enemies on every side, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God dwells in a tent." Nathan answered the king, "Go, do whatever you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that night the Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, should you build me a house to dwell in? It was I who took you from the pasture and from the care of the flock to be commander of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went, and I have destroyed all your enemies before you. And I will make you famous like the great ones of the earth. I will fix a place for my people Israel. I will plant them so that they may dwell in their place without further disturbance. Neither shall the wicked continue to afflict them as they did of old, since the time I first appointed judges over my people Israel. I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also reveals to you that he will establish a house for you. And when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, to him who can strengthen you, according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret for long ages, but now manifested through the prophetic writings and according to the command of the eternal God, made known to all nations to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what she had heard, and pondered on what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month of her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done in accordance to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Fourth Sunday of Advent presents to us this beautiful image, this beautiful story of the visit of the angel Gabriel to Mary of Nazareth. It's one we're very familiar with. It's one that has inspired artists for years in depicting that encounter between the angel. I knew something was wrong. Between the angel, who is a messenger of God, and Mary. We may romanticize this event in church services, in our own devotions, but it was an encounter between God and a human person. And in that, an announcement was made, a request was made, and in that moment, a decision was made. Let's look at decisions. Decisions are an essential expression of human freedom. Decisions give meaning and direction to one's life. Decisions can either serve God's plan for the person and all that that would imply for the future, or a decision can simply be human, according to what a person sees with their limited and finite understanding of life. Decisions that are in tune with God's plan opens that person to an adventure, opens that person to untold possibilities that are dictated in time by God, by God's plan. Will you build me the temple? No, I will build the temple, as we heard in the first reading. Decisions that only serve finite, selfish, personal interests are for the here and the now. And they deprive the person of endless possibilities and a richness of true life, the true life that is planned by God for every person. This fourth Sunday of Advent then opens us to Mary as model and mother of the whole human race, the model of one who, created by God, is asked to make a decision that would affect all of time and every human person. She was asked for a response. And what can we see in Mary? There are a few points, three points in particular, that I think we can derive from this event in Mary's life. First of all, who was she? Who was making the decision? It was a young girl, full of, I'm sure, dreams, as many young people are, as all young people are. But there was something particular about Mary, and that was her relationship with God. Something that we can so easily push aside as a Sunday event or a sometime event, or even in some cases an irrelevant event in a person's life that has nothing to do with the way I direct my life. But for Mary, her love and commitment to God was total. It permeated every aspect of her being. And so she was seen by the angel and declared full of grace, full of God, full of commitment. The Lord is with you, the angel said. And in that, and from that relationship with God, Mary was clear, at least in her interior, of what she wanted to do in responding to this request. But nevertheless, the visit troubled her. Things trouble us. When we have to make decisions, we can be troubled. But because of her deep relationship and love for God, she could hear those words of the angel, "Do not be afraid." Faith gave Mary a security that what was in front of her was something not to fear, something that was from God, something that was certain and would complete God's plan for her. In that moment, the angel announced to her the plan. You will bear a son. You will name him Jesus, and he will sit upon the throne of David forever. He will be, in essence, the Messiah, the long-awaited Messiah. It would be an adventure that Mary would have to contemplate. And so the third element of her decision was to ask the question, how can that be?
By human terms, it seemed impossible. How can this be? I do not know man. I am not married. I am not with a man. And the angel announced to her that it would be by God's plan. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Her discernments had to be real, because in her life, in her religious and social norms in which she lived, this would put her to shame. And not only her, but her family, Joseph, and others. She had the potential of being ostracized from the community, from her neighborhood, to be scorned. And yes, in the society in which she lived, she could have been stoned, as we saw others in the gospel who transgressed the law. The final aspect of this encounter of a decision was that Mary, taking all of that into consideration, being affirmed that this is God's plan, that she should not be afraid, even going beyond the norms of society, she said, "Let it be done. I am the maidservant of the Lord." A decision was made. And she opened her life, arresting her own plans, allowing God's work, His plan, to work through her. Mary is a model. A model for everyone, but especially for us as Christians at this Christmas time, and also as we continue to deal with the effects of this pandemic. Is it not time that we stop and consider ourselves? Consider how we make decisions. Consider what decisions are in front of us. Consider how flippantly, at times, we just fall into a pattern which require decisions, but we don't make them because everybody else is doing it. And we follow along without an intentional process of decision making. And so we can ask ourselves at this time, in light of this beautiful example of our Blessed Mother, are our decisions truly free decisions? Or are our actions in conformity with the pressures around us? Are they full of fear, not wanting to be set apart or to be stoned by jokes and laughter at what we decide in the name of the Lord Jesus? What do our decisions look like? Are our decisions selfish, short-term, serving only me, my wants, my desires? Or, as we are being challenged today in the changing world that we live in, are our decisions also on a broader perspective, understanding that what I decide affects those near me and those not so near me? Do I have the entire plan of God, who loves everyone, in mind as I make decisions? And do our decisions, sisters and brothers, really come from an intimate relationship with our God? Because that is the starting point, an intimate relationship with God. To be intimate with Jesus Christ, to know above all that He was born for each one of us, He died for each one of us. And the words that He gave us are words of life, words that can clarify the road in front of us. To know Him is to know His word. St. Jerome said, ignorance of the word of God is ignorance of Jesus Christ. I can say I know Him for whatever reason, But if I don't know his own expression of himself in his word, I really don't know him. And I don't know what God really wants for me. Mary introduces to us the way to journey through life, to unfold God's plan in my life, in our life. The beauty of decision making is one of the greatest gifts that God has given to us by creating us as free. Free to serve Him. Free to follow His plan. And free to be who we really are called to be. Free to discover the true self. Not the self defined by others. And not even the truth or the self that's defined by me. But a truth of myself defined in relationship with Almighty God. Without that relationship with Almighty God that Mary exhibited so profoundly. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Out of that, Mary made her free decision. And out of that, we can say with her, in all things, the smallest things that may disturb us in a given day, the greater things in life that concern us, past, present, or the concerns of the future, with that relationship with God that she had, we can say with her, let it be done according to your word. We profess now our faith. I believe in one God, invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. The kingdom of heaven. Believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world. Amen. My dear friends, we are confident that God loves each one of us and cares and also has a plan for us. Let us offer to him our needs and the needs of the world.
For Pope Francis, may the Lord bless him in his zeal and joy for the gospel. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our elected officials, may the Holy Spirit conform their hearts to charity and justice as they make their governing decisions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are homeless and for those who suffer from isolation, that they will feel the presence of Jesus through the helping hands and companionship of those who care for them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here today and for those who join us at home, may the grace of discernment help us fulfill God's plan for each of us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those who have died in a special way, Joe Green, Jesus Villarreal, Maria Olga Uriste, George B. Cantu, Deborah Garza, Chance Perez, Elizabeth Collins Halush, Raymond J. Welder, Diana Flores, and a special prayer for Reyes Longoria Jr., celebrating his birthday, and for his mother, Miss Longoria. And also for the celebration of Efren and Sylvia Franco. And for all these intentions and the intentions that we hold in the silence of our hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Loving God, hear our prayers today and give us the grace to know your will so that we may respond generously as Mary did in Nazareth through Christ our Lord. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Holy Spirit, O Lord, sanctify these gifts laid upon your altar, just as he filled with his power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him. The Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of the Nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for all your
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have gathered here before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all those who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hoped to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
For those who continue to join us from home, the hospital, the nursing homes, and those who are where you are this day, please join with me in offering the prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.